The mighty mare has worked. Just as the sun rose at Rosehill Gardens this morning, she worked solo on the course proper. We'll hear from Chris Waller, who's chatting with Dave Stanley as we speak. Adam Pengelly, good morning, buddy.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. She's firmed in, mate. $1.15 to $1.10.
What price will she start on the weekend? $1.08, maybe? I'm not quite too sure. But, yeah, just looking at the field on the that came out yesterday, guys, she'll only have 7 rivals at this stage for the George Main Stakes. I know there was 20-odd initial nominations, but I think Chris Waller split up most of his team to go to different races at Newcastle and down in Melbourne as well across the weekend. Unforgotten's going to be there, Lara Main. We have Who Shot the Barman, Ace High as well. So it's not going to be a walk in the park for her, but expected to win, and probably expected to win pretty comfortably. Just on Unforgotten as well, guys, Chris Waller announced yesterday that her main target for this campaign is going to be the Epsom Handicap. So for any futures players out there, I'll be looking towards a race like the Epsom rather than the Caulfield Cup. Now, that's not completely set in stone that she'll miss the Caulfield Cup, but at this stage, I think Chris is indicating that Youngstar is probably going to be the stable's Caulfield Cup horse, and he'll keep Unforgotten to the mile and target the Epsom as well. But looking forward to Winks Go Round on Saturday, guys, and as we've mentioned before, it could potentially be a last run ever in Sydney.
Yeah, well, that's a reason to get out to the races this weekend. Chris Lee's picked up a couple of handy Group 1 horses.
Yeah, he has, Laurie. So, obviously, the situation with Ben Smith, he's got to try and find a new home for his couple of horses there. So, he's picked up Eldorado Dreaming as well as Inner Time. So, I think it probably would have been a bit of a difficult decision for Chris, I suppose, in a lot of respects, to take on these horses, in particular, like Eldorado Dreaming, because he's got Miss Fabulous as high up in betting for the T-Rose on the weekend. Now, Eldorado Dreaming had to be transferred to another stable for that horse to go around in the T-Rose on the weekend. So, Chris, I'm not sure if he had any reservations or about taking on another horse. It's going to probably be a potential challenger to Miss Fabulous in that T-Rose stakes. But Chris does a very good job in his own right. He'll just follow the similar programs to what Ben Smith has put in place for these horses. Hopefully, in her time, we'll still have an Everest slot. We'll wait and see what happens in the next week or so with that. But, yeah, Chris has picked up Eldorado Dreaming and In Her Time for the foreseeable future.
It's the final chance too, mate, for everyone to buy their sweepstakes tickets in the Cozzy Oscar, $1.3 million. We chatted with Joe Cleary earlier on this morning. He's done a good job of trying to promote his own horse, Cool Ring, to try and get the slot. It's going to be terrific for the country-trained gallopers, but also for the people who are lucky enough to get drawn out of the hat.
That's right, TK. So many of these country trainers have upped their game with the marketing, haven't they?
They're
using social media and whatever else to try and pitch up their horses and make them viable for whoever wins some of these raffles and these slot holders. So I think it's a really good thing for racing. I'm not quite sure whether this race won't have a smoky come out and win it, to be honest. I don't care to think. I think it's a $3, $3.50 favourite at the moment. A couple other well-performed horses like the Monstar are high up in betting as well. Jenny Graham's got Victorian, but it just smells to me like one of these races where something will come from left field at the last minute and really win it, big odds. So we'll wait and see what happens when we get close to the race. A lot of water to go under the bridge. But looking forward to that process when those tickets are drawn, and then there'll be a mad scramble to try and lock in the best country-trained horses in New South Wales.
Yeah, some of the Everest contenders will go around in the shorts this weekend.
Yeah, it's an important race, sorry, the shorts this weekend, if you're looking towards from an Everest point of view, because I think this will be the last time we'll see a couple of these Everest contenders go around before October 13. Probably in particular Redsville. I'd be surprised if he has another start before the Everest. Maybe Invincible Star won't have another start before the Everest too. And then in that race on the weekend as well, you also got Brave Smash and English. So this will be a really, really key form point to heading towards the Everest. I'm not quite sure what some of these other horses are going to do, what sort of path they're going to plot. But obviously the shorts and then the Premier in a couple of weeks' time with the main lead-up races in Sydney. But I'm suggesting that probably going to be the last time we're going to see Redsell at the very least before he goes around in the Everest.
One slot left in the Everest too. I mean, I'm wondering whether... I know Pierrada's been set for a mile now. I'm wondering whether I'd still entertain Pierrada as my slot holder.
Yeah, maybe, TK. Obviously, you got Home of the Brave there, who was ultra
impressive. Home of the Brave,
Theo Marks the other day, and obviously beating Trapeze Artist, who was the all-in favourite before the Theo Marks for the Everest. So I think Max Whitby and Neil Werrett will sit back and wait to the very last moment. And I think they'll probably wait till maybe Epsom Metropolitan Day to make their decision 2 weeks out from the race. That way they'll get to see the Golden Rose. I'm not quite sure if they're going to pick up a three-year-old this year, to be honest. I think probably the Everest this year won't be a race that's going to feature a three-year-old, but Max and Neil will wait to the very last moment, I reckon, come grand final weekend, and then make their decision and lock in the final horse for the Everest.
You're a good man, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You enjoy your day.